It's a schutz and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayakel. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Aleph, Vayakel Moshe, Es Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu assembles, he gets all of Klal Yisrael together, Vayomer Aleihem, and he says to them, Elu Advarim, these are the words, Asher Siva Hashem Lasososam, these are the words that you need to do. Sheshes Yomim Ta'asem Lacha, 6 days, the work should be done. Ubayom HaShvi Yelachem Kodesh, and on the 7th day, it should be holy, Shabbos Shabbosom. And the first question is that when we're learning about Trumas Tetzaveh, the whole idea of the Mishkan, we speak about the Mishkan, and then afterwards we speak about Shabbos. Achet Shabso Sai Tishmor, Rashi makes a deal that you might think that the Mishkan is before the Shabbos. No, you can't push off Shabbos. But then in Parshas Vayakel, we learn about Shabbos, and then we learn about the Mishkan. Ask the Achronim, why the switch in the order? Before Trumas Tetzaveh, it's Mishkan, and then Shabbos, and over here it's Shabbos, and then the Mishkan. Question 2. We know we're talking about the Mishkan and all the Kalim, which we've spoken so much about, all the different Kalim, and then all of a sudden it talks about the women that weave, the weaving women. And the Torah tells us amazing. It says, V'cho isha chochmas leiv biyadeha tavu yavil matve techeles, that every wise-hearted woman, she spun with her hands, and they went and they had all the yarn. And then the next pasuk, v'chol anoshim asher noson libon, all the women that put their heart into it, osana bechachma tavuas ha'izin. So it seems crazy right away, two pesukim back to back. We're talking about these women that are weaving. And then Rashi quotes the Gemara, tavuas ha'izin, hi ha'isa amonos yisera, they had something special, that when they were spinning it, they were able to do it on the backs of the goats itself, according to Gemara and Shabbos. Shabbos stuff. Ayin dalet amid beis. Ask Rav Nechemiah Kornitzer, the last chief rabbi of Krakow, of Shabsai Frankel's father-in-law. He says, I don't get it. There are two types of women. What does that mean that there are two types of women? And furthermore, why is Rashi commenting on the second woman? What is the difference between the first woman and the second woman? They're so interrelated. They're so connected. Question 2. Question 3. We're told that the creation of the Mishkan, Perek Lamed, Hey, Pasuk Lamed, Vayomer Moshe El Bnei Yisrael, Ru Kara Hashem B'Shem Betzalel, Betzel Kel, Ben Uri Ben Chor L'Matei Yehuda. That he had this Chochma and Tfuna and Das. And then it says, Pasuk Lamed Dalid, Lahoros Nosin Belibo, Hu Valihov Ben Achisamach. Says Rashi, who is Alihov? Mishaves Dun. It's from the tribe of Dun. Min HaYerudim Shevishvatim, of the lowest of the tribes. Why, says Rashi? Because he was from the Shvachos. He came from one of the Shvachos, and therefore, V'yishavu Hamakom Lebatzel Melechas HaMishkan. Says Rashi, they're on the equal playing field. What is this idea that Alihov from Dun is on the same playing field as the great Betzalel, Betzel Kale? And lastly, Rashi at the end, Rashi tells us that we know that we have the special Bimaros Halayla, Bimaros Vaos. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, Vayas Etakior Nechoshes, Veskano Nechoshes Bimaros Hatzvaos. He made the kior made of copper with the mirrors. And Rashi brings down the famous drasha, Benos Yisrael Hayu B'yodah. The daughters of Klal Yisrael, they had in their possession copper mirrors. Sharoz Bahen Kishahen Mitkashkosh. They would look and they would beautify themselves. Loikvum. Even these mirrors didn't withhold. Rashi brings down the Moshe said, I don't want these. They're made because for the accomplishing the ends of the Yetzer Hara. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kibel, ki elu chavavim alai min hakol. Accept them. They're the greatest thing. Shal yideyem hemidu hanashim. Kishayu baleim yideyem. What happened, says Rashi? The husbands came back and they were exhausted. They showed themselves in the maros, they showed themselves in the mirrors, and then they were able to be with each other and they had children. And then says Rashi, then asakir mehem shu lashum shalom den ish leishto. This is to make it peace between man and woman, the idea of sota. And the Ibn Ezra vehemently disagrees with Rashi, and he says, no, it's not good. That's not the reason why we're using the kiyur. This is not the way that the mirror should have been used. So what's this machlokes? What's this machlokes between the Ibn Ezra and Rashi? So what's the yisod? So the yisod is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you so much. I want to do everything for you, Klal Yisrael. And you do everything for me. It's this dual relationship. If you do for me, I'm going to do for you. Truman Tetzaveh. Truman Tetzaveh represents the idea of the Mishkan first. Hashem says, listen, you're my chosen nation. I love you so much. I want this special relationship with you. I'm giving you the Mishkan. I'm giving you the Kalim. I'm giving you the ability for godless because I love you. Now you need to make it great. And then afterwards, Hashem is taking care of us first, the Mishkan. But then he says, there's an idea of Shabbos. So we say, Hashem, you're giving us the Mishkan. We're going to do Shabbos for you in Eidus, Ta'aseh. The Medrash says, Ta'aseh, there's a special Malach. And when a person would go in and he would have this idea of Shabbos, the Malach would come in and assist him, doing everything together. This idea of Hashem doing for us, and we do for Hashem, and then we come to this week's Parsha Vayakel. It's the opposite. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're doing for you because we love you. We're doing Shabbos, and after Shabbos is the Kalim, this dual relationship, and we see this dual relationship all the time. This is the Chiddush of the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says in Parshas Matos, and we know that Hashem says, Nikom nikmas b'nei Yisrael, and Nikom nikmas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, you need to do a vengeance against Midian for Hashem. And Hashem says, you do a vengeance against Midian for Klal Yisrael, this dual relationship. As the Gemara tells us in Brachos Na'vav, that we have in our tefillin, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever this means, has in his tefillin, the idea of Mi ka'amcho Yisrael, how awesome the Jewish nation is. The idea that we do for Hashem and Hashem does for us, this duality. As we know, Levi Barditchev says, is an idea of Chag HaMatzos. When we refer to Pesach, we refer to it as Chag HaMatzos. And then, when we refer to Pesach, we refer to Pesach. Because when we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're referring to him as he skipped over the houses. But when we have the matzos in the Torah, we're showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the matzos. We are on the 49th level of Tumah, and we got us out. And this is the same exact idea. Raya Machlokas, when is the first month? Is it Tishrei? Or is it Nisan? So we know Nisan is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. But when we refer to the beginning of the year, we refer to Tishrei. Why? Because we say, Tishrei was the creation of the world. And we say, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Chof, hey, Elul, we were created on Aleph Tishrei. So we say, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tishrei is our birthday. That's the beginning. Look what Hashem has given for us. And Nisan, HaKodesh HaZelachem, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. So that's the idea, says the great Kli Yakar, Ephraim Lenchin. That's the idea here, that we have this idea of this duality, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and we do for him. But a person needs to push themselves. person needs to realize he can accomplish whatever he sets his mind to. You just need to set your mind to that. If you don't set your mind, how are you going to accomplish? If you don't put your best foot forward, how are you going to do it? I remember, once went to my uncle's pool in America, Uncle Allen and Beverly and Fairlawn, and I remember going and swimming, trying to show up to my kids that I'm such a good swimmer, and then all of a sudden, my daughter is on the diving board, and she's trying to do it, and she's scared. And she jumps and she stops. And she jumps and she stops. And she's like, I can't do it. I'm like, you can do it. Finally, she does it, jumps off the diving board and feels amazing. Wow. When my son does the monkey, I love telling stories, as we all know. My son does the monkey bars. He goes and it's hard and he's trying to do it. And then finally he goes and he picks himself up and he goes and he goes. And then he's like flipping himself up over the monkey bars, on top of the monkey bars. Because when a person has that drive and a person wants to do it, nothing could stop them. And I was just in yeshiva this week and told a story that I was in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, the great Caruso, but I wanted more. And I remember speaking to my Rebbe, and I said, Rebbe, all I want is more. I want to accomplish more. I want to do more. And my Caruso, you know, he's great and he answers all the questions. And obviously I love learning with him because he's a great guy. But at the same time, I want to be better. And I remember my Rebbe said to me, just keep on pushing. If you keep on pushing, there's going to be that click. But you got to give it your all. If you give it your all for Hashem, then Hashem will go and give it back to you. And that's what happened. I remember exactly where I was, where I had that click. You know, everyone has that click moment. And I had that click. And it was unbelievable. I remember where I was. I was in the Shalvin Beis Medrash, and it was just that click, and it was so amazing. You do for Hashem, He'll do for you. And sometimes we look around, and we look around all around the room, and we say, oh, that guy's so great, and that guy, and this, and this, and that. First of all, no one knows what's going on in anyone's life. But besides that, Hashem says, I put you in this world. You have your challenges. You have your things. Don't look around. It's not going to help you. But look within yourself. I remember there was a guy, when I was in NYU, there was a guy, he was a bucking shots. He knew everything. And everyone would ask him questions. And I remember, I want to see exactly, wow, let's see. And I started asking him questions, and he Mavish was holding everywhere. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And again, you know, the Gemara tells us in Babasa, Kinesoy from Tarba Chochma, that a person could be jealous of someone, not him, but for the Chochma, to know the Chochma. And then I thought to myself, again, I was so happy for him, but I wanted it also, that this world is Olam Hafuch. The Gemara tells us in Babasa, Daf Yudbeis, Olam Hafuch, right, you see. That it's the opposite. And we usually think Olam Hafuch, Ra'isi means that the tzaddikim are on the bottom, but really they belong on top. That's a review, Olam Hafuch Ra'isi. So Olam Hafuch Ra'isi, but I think it might even mean something more. Not just that the tzaddikim who are on the bottom, really, after Me'ev Eserim, they're going to be on top, but it means more than that. Olam Hafuch Ra'isi means, after Me'ev Eserim, Hashem's going to say, were you the best person that you could be? Were you the person that you were able to shtai? Were you able to grow? Did you become who you could be? That is the question. And even this guy, tremendous. Did he push himself? Hopefully he did. Did he try to accomplish as much as he could? Again, Hashem gives everyone different talents and different things. But that's our goal in life. So what does it do with this women, with the women? Because the women represent this idea. There's two types of women. There's the Chachma slave women. There's women that have the Chachma, that they're so smart. But you know what the next women, you know what the most important one is? Asher Nasan Liban. That they put their heart into it. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows someone's heart. No one else knows what's going on in anyone's heart except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Nasan Liban. You know, Rashi brings down, the Anasim Heviu. Rashi says, why they had the inauguration of the Mizbeach? Why did they do it right away? But when they were doing the construction of the Mishkan, they didn't. So they said, you know what? Let the public do whatever they can and we'll do the rest, right? A blank check. What could be better than a blank check? Guy says, you know what? You do what you can, all the rest I'll cover, right? The fundraiser's dream. But guess what? Everything was done. So the Nesim said, what's left for us to do? They brought the Avnei Shoham, and we spoke about it in the past. You know what the Avnei Shoham was? It was a special stone, a miracle stone. It was great they brought that, but they didn't work. So then they said, you know what? They said, I'm going to bring first because I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to be passive. I'm going to do what I need to do. And I think this is the connection between Betzalel and Aliyah. Betzalel represents Betzel Kale, the highest level. Betzel Kale. But Aliyah represents the idea, Betzalel from Yehuda, Godless, Malchus, but Aliyah from Dun. But it's Shemayim and Aretz coming together, as spoken about in the past. Shemayim, Betzel Kale, in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Aliyah. That's what Mishkan is that you have Shemayim and Aretz. Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Aretz, Haisa. The idea of taking Shemayim, taking Kedusha, and bringing Kedusha, making it real. And I think that's the Maariv Halayla. Rashi says at the end of the Parsha, what is this idea of the Kiyur? What is this, the Maariv HaTzvaos? What is this? As Rashi says, you have the ability to take Kedusha. You can take something that's mundane and bring Kedusha into it. What could be better than that? When you take something physical, like a Mishkan, and you bring Kedusha into it. And you take our bodies, which is physical and guf, and you bring Kedusha into it. There's nothing greater than that. And that's what the Mishkan represents. The Mishkan represents the ability to manage to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And again, we all have our struggles, and we all have things weighing us down. But a person has the ability of davening. You know, tefillah is such an amazing thing. We ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for special siyata d'shmaya, special divine assistance. And Hashem, the Gemara tells us in Nida daf ayin that Hashem wants our laves in siyata d'shmaya and rachmona liba boy. All Hashem wants is our hearts. He wants rachmona liba boy. And that's the idea of the Mishkan. Hashem says, listen, you do for me. You accept Shabbos. Taseh melacha. You do what you can. You keep all the laws. You try your best. The Chafetz Chaim says is you got to learn as much as you can. You got to learn those laws. You have to realize, wow, there's a lot of laws. But it's all to get close to Hashem. Don't view it as laws. View it as opportunities. So I think this is the Yisod. Vayakel, right after Har Sinai. Yom Kippur, coming down the Luchos, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. But it's represented by Shabbos. Shabbos is Eidus. Shabbos represents that we accept the Ribbono Shel Olam upon ourselves. And then Hashem says, dwell with me. Vasu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Al tikri b'socham, ela b'socham. Because I could live in each one of us. We all have that special pintle yid. As the Gemara tells us in Nida and Daf Lamed, and we know the Malach, he hits us, and we have Kol HaTorah Kula in utero, and all of a sudden we forget it. Why? Because Hashem says, I have that connection with you. It started from Har Sinai. It started from the Avos. It was a continuation. So let's be like those women, Asher Nasan Liban, put our lave. It doesn't make sense. How did they have anything from the Mishkan? Right, in the middle of the desert. But Hashem says, you do what you can do and I'll do the rest. Like Basia, she went to go get Moshe Rabbeinu. You stick out your hand and then I'll reach, I'll let it go further. Basia, go for it. Don't be scared. This is Hashem. Everyone should realize this. Let's take the Don, the Oretz, and the Betzalel, the Shemayim. Let us realize all these amazing things that we're getting from the Mishkan. But it's all about taking Kedusha. Everything we do. Everything we do, a bracha, you're able to eat. As the Nefesh HaChaim says, why bracha? What are you blessing Hashem? No, you're not blessing Hashem. You're saying brecha, Hashem, you're the source. Just like a person, he goes and he builds and he builds and he builds and he acquires knowledge and he does what he can and then it's overflowing. That's a brecha. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overflowing. He gives us everything, the shefa, the greatness, the bounty. And that's what he wants from us. Right by the menorah, it says you have a flame. Nase me'aleha. Right? Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Rav Moshe Feinstein says is that there's two pshatim in Baaloska. One pshat in Baaloska is that you go and you have the ladder and you go deep in and you build it. You step in. And then the candle goes by itself. Says Rav Moshe this idea. You build yourself, and then it goes me'aleha. Let's realize, Parshas Vayakel, let's realize what we could do, what we could accomplish. Don't set limits on ourselves. Take those leaps. Hashem will help you. He'll give you that special siyata d'shmaya. Everyone should realize how special we are. Hashem put us in this world for a purpose. Put us in this world to accomplish. And Bezras Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing day.